Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, a conversation with Wawa Christmas Hamper Fund Chairman Richard Watson. Here is that conversation.
I'll start with a general question. Can you explain just generally, what are the Christmas hampers?
The Christmas hamper's actually been going on for over 60 years now in Wawa, and it basically includes everything, all the fixings you need for a Christmas dinner, like turkey or ham, potatoes, veggies, fruits, and we also include presents for the children, and in the case of singles, they get a $50 gift card, and in the case of families, a $100 gift card.
What is the purpose? Why are these given out?
The hampers to help the less fortunate in the community, Daniel, and everybody knows how the costs of foods and everything's gone now, and it allows us to be able to help them have everything they need to have a good meal that day on Christmas, and then they'll have presents for the kids, and it's just sort of help try to brighten their day, basically.
It is referenced with the cost of living and everything going up. It's been quite high demand. I believe last year was a record for the organization.
Yes, it was. And then, like, as you notice on the news, like, all the food banks, different organizations are all having little challenges this year. And that's where, frankly, we're concerned. We have the one advantage, I guess you could say, with us is we've made the Christmas hamper a registered charity. So if somebody does make a financial donation to us, they can get an income tax receipt, and we certainly appreciate that. And again, if somebody doesn't have the financial need, we can always use a hand. There's a lot of work involved putting the hampers together, delivering them. It's just a matter of contacting either myself or Robin Marshall Davidson's, and we can help them out.
You gave an idea of how people can volunteer, but if they want to help out in other ways, what can they do? What opportunities are there?
We will be collecting food when they have the Goose Market the first week into December. The Christmas hamper will have a booth there, and I understand Santa Claus is going to be there also. And then the very next weekend, and it's with great support from the firemen and the police department, we'll be having Phil the Cruiser Day outside of Red Apple, and that's on Saturday, December 9th. And that'll run from 11 to 2 on that Saturday. What they can also do is when the firemen, they'll be going door to door, should be on Sunday the 10th. I haven't confirmed that with them yet, but usually it's the very next day. And then if they happen to miss the firemen, on Sunday, December 10th is when we move everything into the arena. And we'd like to thank the township for allowing us to use it. Everything moves into the arena on the 10th. So if you miss the firemen, or if you want to bring down food or other items to help us, they could bring it right to the Michipicoten Memorial Community Center.
I know, as mentioned, you've had a number of people looking for that support, but it's also by an application basis, if I remember correctly. Are you in that application period then?
Yes, the applications will be going out this week, and they'll be able to pick them up at the township in the main office. We're also going to have them at Iris's Place, the Seniors Drop-In Center, and then also at the Food Bank. And the application, the forms have to be in by Friday, November 24th, which is basically a month from now, but we do need time to be able to compile all the information because we have to get the information on the kids, and there's other follow-ups we have to do there also.
Gives you enough time to make sure you know what you need, and certainly helpful to have that information far ahead of time. Anything else you want to make sure to mention for people?
The hampers will be going out on Thursday, December 12th, and the biggest thing that people may not be aware of is everybody that works on the hamper is a volunteer. There's not a single paid person. We made it a registered charity about 10 years ago now. Basically, the people involved is myself, Robin Marshall Davidson, and Roseanne Turk. Joe Bland also helps us on that committee, but there's only a few people that are the main ones. We do have lots of people that do come out and help us, and we certainly appreciate any help we can get. The big days we're going to need it is on Sunday, December 10th, and then after that we just put everything together and they'll go out on the 14th. We all do it because we care.
Well, you certainly appreciate it, and I know the community certainly appreciates it.
They can also mail a check if they wish to the Wawa Christmas Hamper Fund. Our post office box is 1365, or they can e-transfer. The email address is wawachristmashamperfund@gmail.com. That's wawachristmashamperfund@gmail.com. And again, we'd like to thank your radio station for helping us promote this also. Thank you.
No, thank you so much for your time. time.
If anybody's looking to volunteer, I'll find a job for them, I'll tell you that.
Once again, that was Richard Watson, chairman of the Wawa Christmas Hamper Fund, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.